Tonight on the Fox Television Network, writer-producer David E. Kelley assumes responsibility for the primetime Monday lineup. Not only does his Ally McBeal series return for its fourth season, but Kelley's newest show premieres. It's a comedy drama about teachers at a public high school in Boston. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
I'm a huge fan of David E. Kelley's writing, but even I'll admit last year wasn't one of his strongest seasons. Both Ally McBeal and The Practice got sidetracked and often silly, while the shows his company produced but which Kelley had little to do with, Chicago Hope and Snoops, got canceled. To start the new season, Kelley has hit the ground running. A new season of The Practice, with a three-part story arc that's no nonsense, all law, and all entertaining, already has been unrolled by ABC. And tonight, Fox presents the return of Ally and the first look at Kelley's newest effort, Boston Public. To get right to the point, they're both really good and really worth watching. Boston Public is a show that looks at high school from the point of view of the faculty. More Room 222 than Dobie Gillis or Beverly Hills 90210. The beleaguered but admirable head of the school, a principal with principals, is played by Chi McBride. He's sort of a high school equivalent of Frank Furillo. And for McBride, it marks what may be the fastest and best career turnaround in modern TV history. He's bound to get lots of well-deserved attention and acclaim for his role here. But 2 years ago, he got a lot less acclaim as the star of that tacky and controversial slavery-era UPN sitcom, The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer. In the Boston Public press kit, Desmond Pfeiffer isn't even mentioned. It was that bad a flop. But McBride makes a really good first impression here, as do other actors portraying members of the faculty and student body. One of them, Fivish Finkel from Kelley's Picket Fences, is very familiar. Others are not, but should be before long. And the characters they play aren't all noble Mr. Novak types either. When one young teacher, played by Nikki Catt, is assigned substitute duty in the school's toughest classroom, even the teachers call it the dungeon, he gets their attention by removing his coat and revealing a holster and handgun.
Take your seats, please.
What's up? Oh, everybody got really quiet. What's the deal? It's not this, is it? What? This you respect? Hey, Mr. Scott, tell me, why'd you get quiet for this?
Because that could kill me.
Because that can kill you. See? We respect that. And we like seeing people get popped, don't we? My favorite movie, The Godfather. Even the good guys go around shooting each other in the head. Same thing with The Sopranos. Hey, Tony, yeah? Pop. That's entertainment. It brings us pleasure. Even the word gun. That's got a pretty good sound to it, doesn't it?
Meanwhile, over on Ally McBeal, the first two episodes of the season benefit greatly from charismatic guest stars. One is Marcia Cross, formerly of Melrose Place, portraying a woman accused of sexual harassment. The other is Robert Downey Jr., whose character, Larry Paul, is found by Calista Flockhart's Ally when she goes to visit her therapist, Tracy. Downey will be featured in many episodes this season, and he and Flockhart work great together.
Help you?
I'm looking for Tracy.
Oh, she didn't work here anymore. She moved to Foxborough.
Foxborough? She didn't tell me she was moving.
You wouldn't be Ally McBeal, would you?
Yes, I would, actually. How did you know that?
She took all her files, except one. Ally McBeal, it's a catchy theme song, by the way. I'm Larry Paul.
She took every file, but she left mine?
Yeah, with a note. If it's an emergency, tough.
This is an emergency. Now, please give me her number.
She didn't leave it. Promise. What's the problem?
Well, there's, there's a guy that I've been seeing, and he asked me to move in with him.
Bastard. My advice is don't do it.
Why?
The guy obviously doesn't want to marry you.
How do you know that?
Well, did he ask you to marry him?
Well, what makes you think that I want to marry him?
Because you don't seem like the mistress type. If you're going to move in with a guy, you have no intentions of marrying
him. I never said that I had no intentions.
Are you a mistress?
No, I am not a mistress.
Then why live with a guy who's afraid to
marry
you?
How do you know he's afraid?
Because he didn't ask.
Look, I am here for my own indecision, not his.
How's the sex?
Excuse me?
With your friend? The sex?
Well, I don't care to talk about that.
Ooh, is that good?
Look.
Allie? None of my business, but... Every relationship will eventually come down to sex. Why? Because men and women are different animals with different interests. Don't believe all that communication crap. No matter how much in love, men and women eventually run out of things to say to each other. And when that happens, all you'll be left with is sex. If it stinks, you're done. And I don't need to tell you that, do I? That's why you're here. The sex is lousy.
The tone of Allie has returned to where it started. The few fantasy sequences come as true surprises again. There's more voiceover revealing Allie's thoughts. And there's enough realism to make you care about the characters and their emotional pain. Allie and Boston Public make for a terrific 1-2 punch on Monday nights. And tonight, it's a pair of punches you ought to plan on taking.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.